Okay, today is Daf Nun Aleph. We're on Nun Amud Beis. Amar of Papa, bottom line. Amar of Papa. The Papa said, so, Kitanoi, it's a machlokas tanoim. What's a machlokas tanoim? This issue, whether ikashir bekli or ikashir bepeh, maybe it's a machlokas tanoim. What's going on? Titanya, we have a braiso, maybe it's a mishnah. Avde kahanim hayu. Who played the instruments in the Beis HaMikdash? The avadim of the kahanim. The Vermeer, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishpachas Beit HaPagrim, Umishpachas Beit Tziparia, Uma'amu'um, Hayu. They were from the town of Ma'amu'um, they were Yisraelim, Shehayu Masiyin LeKahuna. They married the Kahuna, but they were Yisraelim. One minute. First Mount Amr says,
thank you. I didn't want to ask you to self serving.
Thank you. First Mount Amr says, Avadim. Second Mount Amr says, Yisraelim. Rabbi Chanina Ben Sittas Omer, Levium, Hayu. They were Levium.
Thank you.
So my lab al kamiflagi. What are they arguing about? Manda amar avadim hayu. If you hold it through, if there were mayor, there was avadim ikashir bepeh. Really, the ikashir is bepeh. So what are they doing playing instruments? It's just a supplement. It can even be avadim. It's a supplement. Manda amar levim hayu. But according to Rabbi Chanina ben Antigdus, savar levim hayu kasavar ikashir bekli. Therefore, it had to be Levium. Says the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. What about Rabbi Yossi in the middle? Exactly. Batisbara, Rabbi Yossi, Micah Savar. So what does Rabbi Yossi hold? He said he's for Elim. E Kasavar, Ikashir, Bepeh. Then I feel Avadim Nami. Why do I have to have Jews? Let Avadim do it. And E Kasavar, Ikashir, Bekli, Levium, and Yitzhak Elim, low. That can't be the answer. Ella, the whole other reason why they will allow Avadim, why they wouldn't allow Avadim, why they would allow Yitzhak Elim, nothing to do with ikashir bekli, ikashir bepeh, the answer's not going to be resolved. Ella de kuli alma ikashir bepeh. Everybody can hold ikashir bepeh. How on earth can we let avadim, why, right, ikashir bepeh? So what's going on? Ella vaha ka biflagi. Here's what they're arguing about. The marzavar hachi havi maisa, or marzavar hachi havi maisa. No, one says this is how they did it, and one says this is how they did it. That doesn't answer the question. Right? Well, my nafkamina, what's the difference? In other words, why would we allow avadim? Why would we not allow avadim? I'll tell you why. If we see somebody up there playing a violin, are we going to think, ooh, I want my daughter to marry such a boy. That's a chashava thing. And the Beis HaMikdash, and the limelight, and on the stage, ooh, that's very chashav. That's an unbelievable. Or will I say, you know what? Ah, the bums over there, they don't have to do all day.
You
got
a pot of things
people
throwing money
into. Right. Right. A little cup in front and people throwing some spare change. Right, that's a good one. Is that what people are going to think? That's what's going on over here. Lamailin miduchan, do we say, oh, you can go from the duchan to the chuppah. Right? Or you can go from the duchan to the miser. Look at this guy. He's such a good singer. I'm going to give him my miser. Him I like. Mailin miduchan liyuchsin. Do we say, well, if he's on the duchen, he must have yichus. Ooh, lemaiser. Or he must be a levi, I'll give him maiser. Kamiflagi. That's what they're arguing about. Man demar avadim hayu. If you say they were avadim, kasavar, ein ma'alim aduchen liyuchsin, v'lo lemaiser. Nobody's going to make that mistake. Nobody's going to think, well, this boy over there, think he's so beautiful, I'm going to have the shadchan and go talk to him. No one's going to think that. They're going to say, well, who is he? Oh, he's an eved. It's not for me. Right? Is he a levi? Let me go inquire. It's not going to lead to anything improper. Man d'amar Yisrael hayu. Others said, well, maybe people will want the shidduch issue, right? So, kasavar, ma'alim l'duchim l'yuchzin. Well, someone's up there singing. Obviously, my daughter can marry such a boy. So, for the yichus, it is a problem. Therefore, they had to be Yisraelim. Did they have to be Levium? No. Why not? Because, first of all, ikashir b'peh. This is just a supplement. So, can I have a Yisrael be up there? Well, for shidduchim purposes, yes. Are you going to give the guy the miser? First of all, it's not an awesome anyway to eat. And second of all, people are not going to make that mistake. Regarding miser, they go, who is this boy? For a shidduch, I'll jump. For miser, well, we'll find out who he is. Avalolu miser. Well, man dama levium hayu kasavar ma'alim l'miduchin bein l'yuchsin bein l'miser. It goes for both. Therefore, there has to be a levium.
I think it's for a different reason. So isn't the vast majority of levium you know cannot say? Isn't that a crazy thing? Seriously,
put
thought into that for a second.
It's true. Yeah.
The vast majority of you cannot sing. Yeah, I agree.
But at this point, we hold the ikashir bepeh. It was just an ikashir repair. And there's an unrelated machlokes.
Just play an excuse first.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. Now, yesterday we said...
Think about that a second. Look around in the shul of Levium here, and we've got one guy who's got a semi-decent voice.
Who?
Moish,
right. Right.
Yeah. Stop.
Right. Everyone else, right. No one else can do it. Half of them can't even dive into them on a shot on a regular weekday morning. They can't even do it.
It's a crazy phenomenon.
Interesting. Listen, we're just one.
Generalize on one little.
Well, it's one little show with 100 families, right. And what, 10, 12 Levium, which is high. It's a high potential Levium.
And a high potential Levium.
And all, none of them can dive into the arm. Interesting. Except for one.
Look around. All of them I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird phenomenon.
Now,
We'll do a study.
You're in that demographic.
We'll commission.
You're in that.
First one
to admit it.
You're in that demographic. How are you with the violin?
Huh?
That's the. How are you with the violin?
Makes me cry.
Yesterday we said that Rabbi Yosef, whoever had a machlokes, whether or not he even had instruments. And we said, well, that was only on every day. But on Simchas, whether it was Doka Shabbos or not, every day. But on Simchas Beis HaShoeva, everybody agreed that what? That there was no instruments by the Simchas, on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Everybody agreed to that.
Not Doka Shabbos
Yontif. That was Rabbi Yosef. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Ava Amar, now, exact opposite. Machlokes B'Shir Shel Shoeva. The Machlokes is on Shoeva. The Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Savar, Simchi, Yisei, Renami, Doches, HaShabbos. 100% okay. For Rabbanon, Savri, Simchas, Yisei, Re'ena, Doches, HaShabbos. Avol, Shir, Shal, Karban, every day. Divya, Kol, Avod, Yiva, Doches, HaShabbos. Everybody held that Doches, HaShabbos. Says Rav Yirmiya, Bar Abba. Right? Everybody hold that. Meisvei, so 1 second. This is the Kasha on Rav Yosef from yesterday. Kasha on him. Meisvei, 1 second. Shir, Shal, Shoeva, Doches, HaShabbos. The Shir Shal Shoev is Docha Shabbos, Divir Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. V'chacham Omerim Av Yontif Ein Docha. How on earth can Rabbi Yosef say what he said? Right? Black and white that they... Tiyofta de Rabbi Yosef, Tiyofta. Rabbi Yosef is wrong. Now, he's wrong about Shoeva. Is he also wrong about every day? What did he say every day? Every day he said there was a machalaka. Right? Leimah B'Shir Shal Shoev Hu Depligi Avol B'Shir Shal Karban Divir HaKol Docha Shabbos. If that's true, Lema Tevati of the Rav Yosef Batarsi. Then he's wrong twice. He's wrong on each point, he's wrong. He's for sure wrong on Shoeva. Is he wrong every day? Well, he said it's a machlokas. Now we see, is that true? I'm a Lach of Yosef. No, not necessarily I'm wrong twice. Pligi Bashir Shal Shoeva. They argue on the Shir Shal Shoeva. But who are din le carbon? And they argue on carbon as well. Vahad the Kemiflagi Bashir Shal Shoeva. Why do they only mention Shir Shal Shoeva? That to tell you how makel he is. Even it's such a once a year and it's only for Simcha, it's still Docha Shabbos. That's amazing. But they argue the week also. But you know what? We're going to disprove him again. But Ktani, we learned. Zeh achalil shal beis hashoeva. She'ena docha lois hashabbos v'lois hayantiv. Zehu de'ena docha. Al v'karbon docha. But the carbon didn't docha. Man, who's that? Inayim Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. He holds it's also docha. El alav, it must be rabbanon. Utiyofta, the Rav Yosef, betarti tiyofta. Rizzo is wrong on both counts. He's wrong on both counts. Every day, every Shabbos, everyone held its docha, and on space Shreva, it was a machlokas. Which is, he's wrong twice. What? Now, my time of demand the Amar Ikashir Bekli. Why does he say Ikashir is Bekli? Why? So Dichsid, Vayomer Chizkiyahu said, Laha alot ha'ola lemezbeach ubeis hachel ubeis hachel ha'ola hechel shir Hashem v'chatzosros v'yadei kli David Melech Yisrael. Black and white, ikashir b'kli, right? My time, the Amanda Amar, the ikashir b'peh. What about this one? Dichsid, it says, Vayhi kirechad lemechatzos rim ulemeshorim lahashmiya kol echad. Right? Now, says Rashi, the Rashi of Lamachatzatzrim Vlamashorim, Vahacha Loksiv Kalim. Doesn't mention anything about Kalim. Aye, it says Chatzos was in that pasuk. Chatzos was Lav Klishir Ninu. That's not a Klishir. Shehen Litzikios Hatimidinu Musafim. It's always like that. Says Tosfos, you know, I went to my bookshelf, I pulled out Divrei Hayamim, and what's the Gemara talking about? Look what the pasuk says. Everyone has the pasuk on the side. It's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Beis Hey Yud Gimel. It says Vayihi Keechad Al Machatzatzin Al Mashorim Lashmiya Kol Echad. Stop. That's what the Gemara quoted. The pasuk continues. Lahala Lahodos Lashem Ubaharim Kol Bechatzotros Ubimetaltayim Ubeklishir Ubahal Hashem Kitov Kilil Am Chasto. That's Tosfos. What's the Gemara talking about? This pasuk. All the kelim are in there.
Yeah.
Right? Tosfos answers that since the pasuk breaks up, it says that there was kol echad lahal lahodas lashem, right? Ubahar. Then he said ubahar and kol chatzos. Since it's broken up into two separate sections, it could be that ikashir bepeh, even though the kelim are mentioned there. That's what the answer is in the third to last Tosfos, which we're not going to do it to save some time. Okay. Yeah, but the one who holds ikashir bepeh, doesn't Chizkiyah mention over there singing a lot with the instruments? Hachikamar. Hachel shir Hashem bepeh al yidei kli David melech Yisrael lipsume kala. Lipsume kala. Well, what does lipsume mean? Lipsume means, that comes from the word that chayv is to be bisume on Purim until you know the difference between Haman and Mordechai. What does lipsume mean? It comes from the word besamim. It means to be fragrant. So it means it's an accompaniment. It's a secondary thing. Really, ikashira be kli. What about the peh? That's just a. What about the? But it says bepeh. That's just an accompaniment. I'm sorry.
Is it the other way around?
No. The other way around. I'm sorry. Other way around.
Another ikashir
bepeh. Right.
Playing this
and then exactly.
The instruments are.
Vidach nami but doesn't it say the ikashir bepeh? Hachi kamar mishorim dumi de machatatzim ma machatatzim bekli af mishorim bekli. Okay. Next Mishnah. Mishalo ra'a simchas beis ha'shueva, lo ra'a simcha miyamav. If you never saw simchas beis ha'shueva, you never saw simcha. What's so gvaldig about simchas beis ha'shueva? I don't know. The Me'iri says, the Tosfos says, Me'iri says, because you're combining ruchnius and gashmius together. Isn't every simcha like that? Isn't a wedding like that also? Right? It's a marriage and also it's a gashmius. I don't know what that means. Right?
Isn't that an opinion?
Huh?
It's opinion that you never saw a simcha. You haven't seen
simcha's place of shiva. I know. It's why?
Because it was such a simcha there.
Okay. Matzah yontif rishon shalchag. Matzah yontif. Sukkot is a Tuesday. So Tuesday night. Shalchag of yontif, of Sukkot. Yardu le'ezras nashim. They went to the Ezras nashim. Le'masakne and sham tikkun gadol. They made a big tikkun. What's the big tikkun? We'll do it later in the week. Menorot shalzav ha'yusham. There were four candelabras of gold, varba sefalim shalzav. Each one had four bowls, so there were a total of 16 bowls. Barashayin on top, varba salamos lekol echad v'echad. Each one had a ladder going up to fill up the bowl. Arba yeladim, four kids, pirchei kahuna, the young kahanim, ubideim kadim, and in their hand they had jugs. Shalmei v'esrim lug, 120 lug. Shematil lekol safal v'sakal. Each bowl got 30 lug. 30 times 4 is 120. From the worn out pants, and from their belts, that's what they would use for wicks. Says Tosfos, little second to bottom one. Tema, nami kisones shigam. What about the shirt, and what about the hat? So one answer is the simple verse as well says because the pants and the belt get worn out the most, because that's the most friction, they get worn out the most. The Hon Usher says an unbelievable part that since there are women here, so it could lead to things, right? So the belt and the pants were machaper on Arayas. So it's like another reminder about Arayas. However, the hat and the shirt were machaper on Gasas Aruach and Shvichas Damim. That's not such a Gasas Aruach, maybe. Shvichas Damim, you need such a reminder about Shvichas Damim. Unlikely. So that's why they only use those two begadim. It's an interesting answer. Okay. Where are we? Well, yeah. We're going to see on Amud Beis what they did with the women and the men. Yeah. Lohaya chatzah b'Yerushalayim. There was no chatzah b'Yerushalayim. She'ena me'ira ma'or beis ha'shaweva. It wasn't lit up from the beis ha'shaweva. The Gemara is going to ask later in the week, isn't that me'ila? I can now go play cards in my garden because it's so light over there in the beis ha'mikdash. Am I getting hanah from the beis ha'mikdash? So what? Chassidim ba'anshei ma'isa ha'yim marakdim b'sneim.
They were the candelabras.
Yeah.
That
was in the Kli-Kaydish. Yeah.
It was in the Azara.
Anyway. No, I'm asking. Was it Kli-Kaydish? I don't know. I mean, it was in the Azara. Chassidim ba'anshei ma'isa ha'yim marakdim b'sneim. Shalor, they would dance with torches, should be they in their hands. They would say Shira. Halavim bekinoros. The Levim had kinor, which is a harp. Unavalim, what's the navel? A lyre. Bemetzaltayim, what a metzaltayim. Cymbals. Ubechatzotros and trumpets. Ubekleishir below mitzvah. No end in sight. How many instruments they had? Alchemeshas remilos. Hayordos, Me'ez Yisrael, Ez Nashim, the 15 steps going down from in front of Shanikinor, Kenegan Chamesha Tre Milos Shem Tehillim, the 15 Shir Milos of Tehillim, Shaleim Levim Omdim Bekli Shir, Omim Shira. They stood there and they said Shira. Omdu Shnei Kahanim Beshar Elyon, the Kahanim, two Kahanim stood by Shar Elyon, Shiorid Me'ez Yisrael, Ez Nashim, Ushnei Chatzotros Bidein, there are two Chatzotros, Kara, Krohagever, the minute it was dawn, Taki, Taku Variyu Vitaku, Tekia through Tekia. Higiu Lamaila Asiris, they got to the 10th step. Tekiu Variu Tekiu. Tekiu through Tekiu. Rabbi Yirmi is going to ask later in the week, well, they got to the 5th step and there's 10 left, or they got to the 10th step and there's 5 left?
Beautiful.
That classic Rabbi Yirmi?
What was the question before in the Gemara before, that who were the ones that were singing? You got a mission. It says exactly the Levim were the ones that were singing.
No. This is only the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Maybe that was every day. Higil, by the way, the Higiragra in the Mishnah anyway. Higil la Azara, they got to the Azara, Tako Viruva Tako, they blew the key through the key again. Parentheses we don't read. How you talking, Vahokin, Achim, Magil, the Shara, Yotze, and Mizrach. They used to keep on blowing shofar until they came with the water through the gate, the eastern gate over there. Higil, the Shara, Yotze, Mizrach. When they, this I don't understand, when they got there, Hafku, Panam, Mizrach, Lamayrav, they turned from east to west, meaning, they were turned away from the Kodesh. V'amru, avotseinu shehoyu b'makom hazeh, our forefathers that were in this place, achorehem el hechel, they turned their back on the hechel, upinehem kedma, and their faces were to the east, umishtachavim kedma, and they bowed to the east. Lashemesh. V'anu, l'ka einenu, but we're doing it to you, Hashem. V'abhuda omer, hayishonim v'omrim, anu l'ka, u'l'ka einenu. To you and to your eyes, that's what, I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
What does that mean? They're like little, like knocking the elders. I don't know what that means.
And what would it say? They're worshiping the sun?
No! The eastern side.
You said they were turning.
They bowed away from the Hechel. That's all it means. To the eastern horizon.
They were bowing to the
No, they weren't bowed to the sun. Just the eastern horizon.
Yeah, I understand the whole thing. I mean, what.
Tanarabanan. Mishal Ra, Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Whoever never saw a Simchas Beis HaShoeva, lo simcha miyamav. Mishal ra Yerushalayim betivarta. If you didn't see Yerushalayim in its glory, lo ra krach nechem olam. You never saw a beautiful city. Mishal ra beis hamikdash bevinyano. If you never saw the beis hamikdash built, lo ra binyan mefur meolam. You never saw a beautiful building in your life. Why is the Tana telling all this? So the Ein Yaakov says, because it's all destroyed. But when it comes back, it'll all come back. Maihi, which beis hamikdash? That's the posture of my, which means Amar Abaye Vitei Rav Chista Lubinian Hordus. This is Herod's Beis Hamikdash, which is the only one that they could possibly have seen. B'mai Binyan, how is it built? Amar Ba'avnei Shisha with marble. What? I'm wrong. Oh, I'm sorry, Rava. Mirma and some kind of white stone. Ikid the Amri Ba'avnei Shisha with Shayish Kuchla blue. Marma and white. Apik Shafa V'ayal Shafa. It jutted out and it jutted in. Kihechid ala Kabal Sida, so that he could be able to cement it. Savra L'Mashaye B'dahava. They wanted to line it with gold. Amru Le Rabban and Shafku. Leave it like this. The Hachi Shapret Fate. It's even more pretty. The Mitzchazi Ke'udza D'yama. It looks like a wave in the ocean. Tani Tanya Behuda Omer. Mishal Ora Niflus Kudon Shal Aksandra Shal Mitzrayim.
Where do you get the marble?
Where they get
every single one that had an eagle said there was no marble in the base of
Megiddo. I don't think it's marble. I think it looked like marble. It's stone. It's stone. It's made out of stone.
Born in Italy.
What? No, the no, they come from quarries. And they do,
I'm saying, but it says
it
marble.
Is possible,
it says marble.
It is possible that they were imported from Italy.
It says blue marble. What's blue marble? Little blue marble. What? They had blue marble in the base of Mikdash? I don't know. It depends if they're talking about the inside or the actual structure. The structure is made out of stone. It's still there. It's made out of stone.
But that's the outside.
That's the outside wall. So what was it made out of?
That's not the wall of the base of Mikdash.
It's the outer wall.
That's the base of Mikdash.
I know, the Temple Mount.
Exactly. The Temple. Yeah,
that could be. Yeah,
that's not the base of Mikdash. Who knows
what
the base of
images
look like?
Right, I hear you.
I'm like a grave.
What? Yeah.
So they imported stone from Italy.
Right.
What was Herod, you know?
Right. So, anyway, if you never saw the shul in Alexandria, lo ra b'chvod on Shal Yisrael, you never saw the glory of the Jewish people. Amru came in basiliki gedol ha'itz, it was a big basilica. Stiv lefanami, stiv, rows within row. Pa'amim shahayuba kiflayim kiyote mitzrayim. Double the amount of people that left Israel. It's 1.2 million people, men. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, no? Ayin Aleph, Ketad Roth, Shalzav. There were 71 chairs. Keneged Ayin Aleph, Shal Sanhedrin Gedola. Keneged the 71 members of Sanhedrin. Kolachas V'achas, Eina Pechutza, Me'esim V'echad, Ribui Kikar Zav. Each one cost at least 21 Kikar Zav. Ubima shall eight b'em siyasa. There was a bima of eight in the middle. The chazan akneses omid aleha. There was a chazan there. The sedurin biado. He had a kerchief in his hand. The kivin shigir la'anos amein. When it came time to amein, halah meinet besudar v'chala am onim amein. He would wave it and everybody would say amein. How do you cat Tosfos asked, how can you say amein on a bracha you can't hear? He gives two answers. The answer we all know is they couldn't hear it, but they knew which bracha it was. But first, La Malshinim, Hashiva Shoftenu, they would raise the foot and they would say, Amen. So they're following along, no, it's broken, they just can't hear it. So big. That's the second answer. The first answer he gives is, the only problem of saying an Amen Yisoma, which you can't do if you don't hear the bracha, is if they're being Yotzi you. Then you have to say Amen on, you have to hear it. But if they're not being Yotzi, what's the difference? Very interesting answer. He says, therefore, this was talking about by Kriyas HaTorah. You couldn't hear the bracha. What's the difference? Not being Yotzi you in Kriyas HaTorah, not being Motzi you. What? I don't know. Velohayu Yoshvin Mu'uravin. They didn't sit mixed up. El Zahavim with the Atman, the goldsmith by themselves, Kaspin with the Atman. What's a Kaspin? Silver by themselves, Napskin with the blacksmith by themselves, Tarsian with the Atman, some kind of weaver. Vagardian with the Atman, another kind of weaver. Because, by the way, it wasn't that they could talk better. They had more to talk about. It's not the reason. It's not the reason. Right, we can sit in schmooze. Not the reason. That's not the reason. Because ani nichnas sham, when an ani would come in, hayu makir bali umnaso, v'nifne l'sham, and he would go to, I'm new in town. Oh, that's where the weaver sit. I'm a weaver. Let me go sit with them. Umisham parnasasu parnasan shibeso. He'll get some work.
What's the caste system?
Yeah.
What's it like?
Yeah.
How are they touting a community we're not supposed to live? Socialism.
We're going to get to that. Amar Abaya says, "Vakulu katlinu Alexandrus Mokton." Everybody that town was killed out by Alexander the Great. The Abarbanel says it can't be. It can't be. It's not possible. It's Alexander the Great. So he says, "There's two ways to well." Right. So he says it can't be Alexander the Great. It's not possible. He says it's a different Roman emperor named Alexander who lived like in the second century. That's what he says. Others, namely the Orech Laner, says that it's the whole thing's a mistake, and it can't be Alexander the Great. Mokdon means for Macedonia. Alexander the Great, it can't be him. It was, what it should say is, he calls it in Hebrew it's Targainus, which in English is Trajan, Emperor Trajan, who did destroy Alexandria in 115 to 117. That makes perfect sense, exactly what happened. He did destroy the Jewish community, right? It was the second after the Beis HaMikdash was in like 70. Bunch of years later, it was 115, 117 was Alexandria, and then in 132, 135 was Bar Kokhba. Those are the three. So Trajan makes perfect sense. It's a mistake. Everyone says it's a mistake. You want to say that it was a different emperor than Alexander, that's what the Barbanel said, but that could be. Okay. Yeah. My time. Yeah, it can't be him. It can't be him.
They named their children.
My time Yansu, so why were they punished? They were punished for what you said. We showed the Avdi Ahai Kra. It says also, Sifan Lo Shovel Derech Hazeh Od. They shouldn't, you don't go back to Egypt. The Inhu Hadr Asu. They did. Ki Asa Ashkechinu Dehavi Kari B'Sifra. They, when he got there, they were reading the following Pasuk. Yisah Hashem Alech Gai Mirachok. Hashem's going to send you from far away place. Aramichtia. Hu Gavra. Boi Lamaisi Sfinta Basara Yomi. It was a 10-day journey for me to get here. The Dali Zika. It was a lot of wind. I got here in 5 days. So Nafal Aleha Fikatluhu. He fell on them and he killed them all. And that's a what? Now, if you want to say Goy Rahok is Rome, it makes perfect sense to say it was Emperor Trajan who did come there. I don't know if he came himself. I've been general. He himself went, I don't know. But it was under his watch, under his his emperorship, and that's what happened. Okay, we did pretty much what I wanted to do. We'll stop here with the two dots. All right. Tomorrow, the entire dot tomorrow is Agadata from Aleph to Tav. So whatever we have to do with that, we'll pick up on Friday. All right. Everybody, have a good day.